for it to get good again. Baby, I'm free now. I'm busy doing me now. Those who wish to be me, better luck next time. If you could only see me, I have just entered my prime. Baby, let me tell you something, I'm having the time of my life. Baby, let me tell you something, I'm having the time of my life. Baby, let me tell you something, I'm having the time of my life. Baby, let me tell you something, I'm having the time of my life. If you see me and it starts to show how much you regret ever letting me go, and you wonder how I'm doing on my own, baby, I can gladly let you know. Having the time of my, having the time of my, having the time of my life. Having the time of my, having the time of my, having the time of my life.
When it breaks,
smashes to the ground.
Music right there from British soul R&B artist Alice Russell. Heartbreaker Part 2 is the song. That is from her album To Dust. In the middle, it's Toronto retro contemporary pop soul singer and songwriter Tanika Charles. She released her 6th album, Reasons to Stay, back in the spring. The album is full of what Tanika does best: classic soul, smoldering bass lines, and powerhouse vocals. It has been on heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy. This time we heard the song Having the Time of My Life. If you're a fan of Baby Rose, Lauryn Hill, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Jill Scott, Yola, you're going to find just nuggets of joy in Tanika Charles and her album Reasons to Stay. Starting that set, though, it is neo soul artist Lady Ray. Come On In is the name of the song. It's from her album Piece of Me. We've been playing Lady Ray's latest album, Cover Girl, here on Girly So Groovy, but felt like reaching back to the sounds of the previous album. Okay, we are going to wrap up this episode with one more set. And I couldn't let 2025 come to an end without doing this next song, this next artist. When next week, I want to remind you, we're going to be doing our countdown show. So it's all about looking back on the year. And before we actually get to that with albums, one of the things looking back musically over the year, favorite concerts. And for me, the favorite concert without a doubt had to be seeing Mavis Staples this summer in Detroit at a really fantastic festival called Concert of Colors. It's a free multi-day concert, multi-genre concert festival here in Detroit. And Mavis Staples was one of the headliners. I don't think I've told the story on the show because I still, 6 months later, can't wrap my head around what happened. We went to go see Mavis Staples. We lucked out. We got front row seats at the venue that Mavis was playing. I have been a long fan of Mavis Staples. Not just a fan, I call Mavis Staples a hero of mine. I am talking about the fact that she is a trailblazing national treasure, soul singer, and civil rights icon. And for all those reasons, she is a hero of mine. The fact that she just lives, breathes, and promotes joy and peace and love just fills my heart. So to be front row at a Mavis Staples concert was so exciting to begin with. But during the show, I kept turning to my husband and saying, I don't want to sound vain here, but is Mavis Staples singing to me? Like, you know when you're at a concert and you feel like an artist locks eyes with you and you're the only person in the room? I kept having those moments. It was multiple times. And my husband said, no, you're not imagining this. She is singing to you. And then when it's time for the concert to end, she ended the whole show on her song, Everybody Needs Love. It's the closing track, in fact, to her latest album, Sad and Beautiful World. The song, just by the title alone, Everybody Needs Love, is all about love. And as she's coming near the end of the song, I suddenly watch this 86-year-old angel make her way across the stage right to me. And I don't know what to do. Of course, I stand up. And then it dawns on me, Mavis Staples is extending her hand to me. So then I took her hand and just held it. And as she's singing Everybody Needs Love, I couldn't help but say, I love you, Mavis. And it was such a moment. I know that there are people out there that have their Swifty moments and their, you know, young pop kid dreams. Mine was with an 86-year-old R&B trailblazing legend. So with that, we are going to dive in. The brand new album, Sad and Beautiful World. Here is Mavis Staples with Everybody Needs Love. I love you, Mavis. Mm-hmm.
stars we can wish upon at the setting of the sun. The sun says we could cry over, putting our troubles on the run. But more than all these miracles above, good people, we got love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, 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 love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Just like we need the sun and moon and stars up above. And nobody ever found happiness living their lives all alone. Walk around like I didn't need nobody to be happy and alone. One fine day I found myself in trouble, way down, without a friend. Long came the love of a real good friend, said they would love me till the end. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, 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 love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and moon and stars up.
Thank you. understood. You've been tossed and tangled in search of rescue.
Don't look away, slip into the mud.
A tornado of righteousness blowing out of that windy city in the 1970s with soul icons, the Staple Singers. We the People is the name of the track. That comes from the band's album, Be Altitude, Respect Yourself, from 1972 or 74, from the Staple Singers. In the middle, it is music from Memphis soul artist Valerie June with her song Got Soul. That is from her album, The Order of Time. And then, of course, starting that entire set, Mama Mavis herself, Mavis Staples' brand new album, Sad and Beautiful World. We heard the song Everybody Needs Love. At the start of that set, I told you how that was absolutely my favorite concert of the year. How could it not be when you get to shake Mavis Staples' hand? And oh, after the concert, as we were walking to the car, my husband turns to me and goes, "You just shook the hand that has shaken the hand of Martin Luther King." Boom, mic drop, mind blowing. How could that not be my favorite concert of the year? Anyway, speaking of the year is wrapping up. Don't forget, next week is our Top 10 Girly So Groovyish show. And honorable mentions, 2 weeks from now, we will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza. Stay in touch with the show all week long through our social media, Facebook, Girly So Groovy, Instagram, GSG Radio, or mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy to listen to 10 weeks worth of the show. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap up with new music from Montreal indie folk artist Common Holly. It was back in the summer she released her latest album, Anything Glass. We're going to listen to the track Enough. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, next week, our top 10 show. We are wrapping up 2025 in all the best ways we can. So stick around for that. So much more fun to come. Until then, remember, you are more dynamic than anything in the world. And everybody needs love. All right, here we go. Common Holly on Girly So Groovy.
I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. We'll call it a trial, a tall ambition. I don't think that what we want is finite, but maybe that's alright. I don't think that ego is oversight, but maybe that's alright. I don't know what it means to try a little. Trial, a tall ambition. I don't know what it means to. I don't know what it means to.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Isaiah Scott was in middle school when his family took him to visit the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. He remembers being blown away by a painting called The Wall of Birds.
It's this beautiful, huge mural with like the map of the world, but it had these colorful birds. And I was like, wow, I didn't know there was this many birds with different colors and different sizes and bill morphologies. And it just made me recognize the beautiful diversity of birds all around the world.
He marveled at the blue-footed booby in the Galapagos Islands, the osprey diving above the Florida Peninsula, and hundreds more life-size birds painted by artist Jane Kim.
From that point, I was like, I want to know more about birds. Like, I want to go out and see what birds that I find and how many of these birds on this wall that I could potentially see one day.
Isaiah bought his first pair of binoculars from the gift shop and started birding. Years later, he returned to Cornell to study ornithology and science communication as an undergrad. And now, Isaiah shares his love of birds on social media, guided hikes, and through his own artwork, thanks to that first spark.
Ever since then, I just been pointing my eyes towards the skies and my binoculars.
You can learn more about Isaiah Scott and the Wall of Birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Joni Franklin.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Electric vehicle technology has come a long way, but some drivers are still hesitant to take long trips because they're worried about finding chargers.
I love a big experiment. It was the biggest experiment I've ever done. I was setting out to answer two questions. Can it be done? And can it be fun?
That's Sophie Schrand, longtime science educator and host of the online kids series, Science with Sophie. She drove an electric SUV on a 7,000-mile trip across 25 states and documented the journey. She says finding public chargers in rural areas took planning, and occasionally she found one that was not working when she arrived. But she says she was always able to find a solution, and in some areas, it was surprisingly easy to locate a charger. During her trip, she was often approached by people who were curious about EVs and her journey.
And people would ask the questions I was asking when I set out to do this, like, how are you planning the route? How are you accounting for chargers? How are you doing this? So just to be able to share that in real time as we were going was so much fun.
So now she's creating a new documentary series about the trip so people can see what it's like to drive cross country in an EV, which, spoiler alert, can be done and can be fun. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.